Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello there, my name is Jessica, and you're tuned into the Sunshine Girl podcast, hosted by me. Now, in the next couple of minutes, we'll be delving into a world of candid advice, empowering insights, and real connections. Ready to light up your relationships? Let's get glowing.
My guy, know this. When a woman says you're too good for me, it's actually not a compliment. Welcome back, Jessica OS here. When a romantic partner says you're too good for me, it can be interpreted in a few different ways, and often the meaning can be quite opposite to the phrase itself. Admittedly, it's not all doom and gloom all the time. On some occasions, when you hear you're too good for me, it's her way of expressing deep appreciation and respect for your qualities. She may deeply admire or aspire to embody these qualities that you exhibit. Maybe you're kind, maybe you're a generous guy, you have integrity, or you're patient. In this context, the statement is not so much about literal unworthiness, but rather about highlighting the positive aspects of your character. It's a recognition that she feels fortunate to be in a relationship with someone like you. You know, someone she sees as exceptionally good. She might feel that you always do the right thing, even in a challenging situation, and admire you for that. She may be feeling that her own moral compass is a little off. Perhaps you consistently handle issues with a level of calmness and maturity that she finds admirable and somewhat unattainable for herself. In all these cases, you're too good for me can serve as an expression of genuine love and respect. But alas, when a woman says you're too good for me, my take is it usually means one of the following. Number one, she's preparing you for a breakup. Now, in some cases, it might be used as a precursor to ending the relationship, setting the stage to let you down gently by suggesting you could find someone better suited to you. When someone says you're too good for me right before breaking things off, it often is a gentle way to start that whole breakup conversation. It's like they're trying to cushion the blow by making it seem like they're doing you a favor because you can supposedly do better than them. It's a bit of a roundabout way to avoid tougher, more direct conversations about what's really wrong. This phrase can also be a way for the person ending things to feel less guilty about it. They frame it like they're stepping aside because, you know, they're not good enough, not because they want out, but just simply because they're not good enough. It's a softer letdown, both for you and for them. Sometimes it might even be a strategic move. They might be trying to see how you would react. Will you fight to keep the relationship going or agree with them? It's a bit of a test, and how you respond may influence what they do next. Basically, using you're too good for me is a mix of trying to be kind and avoid the messy parts of a breakup. But it can be pretty confusing because it doesn't always get to the heart of the real issues. So it's super important to be straightforward and to be clear, to make both people usually understand what's going on so that they can move on properly and they can find the closure that they so importantly need. Number two, when she says you're too good for me, it can be her way of avoiding responsibility. You heard right. It is a way to avoid taking responsibility for working on the relationship or improving herself, effectively saying that the issue lies with her own shortcomings that she's not willing to address. When someone says, you're too good for me, it's because they're trying to dodge the work that comes with being in a relationship. It's like they're tapping out without wanting to get into the nitty-gritties of trying to solve it. It's their way of saying they're not up for challenging or dealing with tough stuff, which can be pretty frustrating. Basically, they're hinting that they've got some issues or behaviors they're not ready to fix. And instead of rolling up their sleeves and working through it, they'll throw out the you're too good for me line to make things easier. It's a bit like admitting defeat, but framing it as a compliment, which can also admittedly be confusing, but who cares, right? Now, this approach will leave you feeling puzzled, wondering if it's actually a compliment or just a cop-out. You know, it's often a mix of not wanting to take a hard look at themselves and maybe not wanting the responsibility that comes with a serious relationship that they know you're looking for. So they use this phrase as sort of an escape plan, hoping it'll make the letdown easier for both of you. In these situations, it's crucial to have a real talk, to get down to what's actually going on. If the relationship is going to end, it's better to have clear reasons than leaving things hanging with vague statements like, "Oh, you're too good for me. I could never do better than you." The third reason, self-doubt. Now, when she says you're too good for me, stemming from feelings of self-doubt, it reflects deep-seated insecurities and a sense of unworthiness in the relationship. This can arise from various personal issues and experiences that led her to feel that she doesn't measure up to the perceived qualities that you have. If she struggles with low self-esteem, she might habitually undervalue herself and overvalue others. When it comes to a romantic relationship, this can lead her to feel that she's not good enough for you. Experiences from past relationships, such as emotional abuse or being frequently criticized, will make her feel inherently unworthy of happiness or unworthy of having a healthy relationship, right? She'll project these past wounds onto you, feeling as though she doesn't deserve you. Insecurity can also generate a fear that she might eventually realize this perceived disparity in her worth and leave the relationship. So saying you're too good for me might be a way of voicing these fears, perhaps unconsciously, hoping for reassurance from you. Sometimes expressing feelings of unworthiness can be a defense mechanism to guard against the vulnerability of being fully open in a relationship. By declaring her unworthy, she might be indirectly seeking comfort, attesting your commitment. In these situations, you're too good for me is less about her virtues and more about her internal struggle with self-worth. This expression of self-doubt requires understanding. It requires you to be supportive, to communicate well with her, you know, and within that relationship, and to perhaps put her heart at ease, telling her that you're a different kind of guy. Fourth thing I want to talk about is guilt or confession. Now, sometimes saying you're too good for me can be an indirect way of confessing to feeling guilty about not meeting your expectations or about some aspect of, you know, her own behavior in the relationship. When a romantic partner says you're too good for me as a form of guilt or confession, it often indicates that they're grappling with feelings of guilt about their behavior. Maybe they did something wrong or they feel inadequate in the relationship, right? This will serve as a subtle indirect way of acknowledging personal faults or failures that they believe are affecting the relationship negatively. Let's say, for example, if she's made mistakes or engaged in behavior that she regrets, maybe flirts with another guy, you know, or being less attentive, dishonest, unfaithful, she might feel that you deserve better. Saying you're too good for me can be a way of expressing remorse without directly confessing to what she did. Sometimes women feel that their personal issues, whether they're emotional, financial, related to health, are a burden for you. So in that case, when she says you're too good for me, it's just reflecting her guilt over the perceived strain that she's putting on you and perhaps on the relationship as well. If one partner perceives that they're not putting in as much effort into the relationship as the other, they may feel that guilt about the imbalance. They might see their partner as more committed or loving and feel undeserving of such dedication. By stating you're too good for me, the person might be indirectly justifying her shortcomings or preparing an escape route from the relationship, driven by guilt over not meeting your expectations or norms. So the big question here then is, when you're too good for me is thrown in your face, what is the best way that you can deal with it? First thing I say is ask for clarity. Start by asking her what she means by that. Often the statement can be vague and loaded with unspoken feelings. So encourage her to explain further, to help you understand why she's feeling insecure, considering a breakup, or just overwhelmed by her own issues, right? Second thing you want to do is to reassure her. If her statement stems from something like insecurity or self-doubt, you need to offer her assurance. Let her know what you value about her and the relationship. Highlight her strengths, why she's important to you, and why those things don't matter. Third thing, discuss self-esteem issues, right? If it turns out that she feels unworthy due to personal insecurities, discussing ways to boost her self-esteem might be beneficial. This could include, I don't know, supportive affirmations from you, seeking therapy together if you have to, or engaging in activities that build her confidence. I'll wrap up this video with my last thought. When a woman says, "You're too good for me," right? Believe her. Believe her and walk away. Your simple answer to her statement should be, "You know, I think you're right." She's rejecting you and she's simply trying to make it less painful by adding a compliment. In that case, accept both and move on. Rejection is a painful part of life.
And that wraps up another episode of the Sunshine Girl Podcast. I'm Jessica OS, your relationship coach, sending you off with a mind full of thoughts and a spirit ignited with power. Remember, the light you carry within can illuminate the darkest paths. Keep shining, stay connected, spread joy wherever you go. Until next time, keep your sunshine glowing.